Blog Talk Radio. hello, 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 and many, many, many other hellos. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for Minister Sheila, who is also the host of Let's Talk on every Monday. Not on every Monday, and every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she's also a co-host on Monday nights for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and that program, of course, is with various ministry gifts on each Monday, and that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then she's also co-host and assist with the continuation of What Was God Still Heals, what is also called Let's Talk, and so it's had a different name, various names on Friday night with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I thank God for the various ministries that he's allowed us to partner with, and that we're also able to just stay on point for God. And if there's time, I'll come back and talk about what I mean by staying on point for God. But right now, I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila to pray for us, pray with us, and lead us in prayer and share whatever the Lord has given her. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father and Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you, like I would always say, and never stop. God, Father and Son, we can't never, ever thank you enough for the life, the blessings that you have given us, because we didn't have to be here this morning. We didn't have to be here right now. God, I thank you for now. I can only thank you for now, because now is what it is. Now is where we at. But God, I thank you. I thank you for now, for waking us up this morning, for letting us have another day. Without you, we would not be here. Without you, we would not have this next day. Each day that you have given us, it's a new birthday. It's another day that you chose to give us. It's not us. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We can't talk about tomorrow, but we might could talk about yesterday. Because yesterday and today, now, you have granted us life with your love and your mercy. But God, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, ministers and deacons and bishops and evangelists, apostles, sisters, mothers, members, I thank you for every teaching category, that you have in your house to learn us the words and the wisdom and the knowledge and the love and the blessings that you have for us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us up this morning. I'm not going to selfishly say me, but yes, I thank you for me and each and every living thing, whether it's human or animal. I thank you for each and every living thing that you gave life to today, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for waking us up this morning, for thanking you, because without you, we would not be. I can repeat it and repeat it, but Lord, it's still not enough to bless and to praise and to thank you. But I thank you for the love and the kindness, the air that you gave for us to breathe, the earth that you made for us to live, the ability to think and to have and to judge on our own, gave us the sense to understand the wisdom, the love, and the directions you have for us, Lord. But I need you to bless us all now, Lord, to bless us to understand that you are our life, you are our protector, you are our keeper, you are our teacher, you are our way of life. Lord, we need you to lead us into the right way and to get all these demon devils, these ugly, hateful demon devil peoples away from us, these ugly people, these hateful people that think hurting and misuse of others is fun. It's the way of life. It's the way they just choose to just misuse your life that you have given us, and disappointment and displeasure and just ugliness to make their life, they seem to be okay. But Lord, we need you to let them know that the damnation that they're living of these demon devils is only to hurt. But yeah, you are here to help us. Lord, we need your help. We need you now, Lord. We need you more and more. With the devil, with these demons, these hateful crimes, these hateful people, this human trafficking, these gang bangers and these drug dealers, Lord, we all haven't lived a perfect life. But Lord, I thank you for letting us know that wrong was wrong and that we choose to do right, to live right and to do right by you. Lord, we need your teachers. We need you to help us learn. Yet we can never learn enough on how to love you. We can never learn enough the way to be for you, but Lord, we need your help. We need your teaching. We need your understanding to show us that you are here to help us. And these devil, demon, hateful people are only here to hurt us. That we need to choose to be helped, not to do hurt. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I can't thank you enough, Lord, for each and every split second of the world I might have right now, what I might not have later, but Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what all you have for me. I thank you for what all you have for everyone. Because I know so many that comes in contact through each and every one of our lives can have something to do with our life, can be a guidance, an understanding, a teaching, and a love of a thought of a ministry for you. Lord, you send us wisdom and teaching and love in so many ways, so many different people. But, Lord, we need to know that the devil can trick you to go his way. But we will know that one is you, because your love is unconditional. Your love is true. Your love is so pure. To live the life of you is the precious, beautiful, peaceful, unharmed, helping, loving, feeling way that can just thrill your heart, to make you the highest, to go to the highest of the kingdom, then to go to the dungeon, to the cellar of the hell, of the hell angels. Lord, I want the heaven angels for us, Lord, but I need you to help us. Show us the right way. Send us the right people to show us the right direction. Lord, I ask you to bless this government that is so corrupt. It is so ugly. They being sideways, sidestep, only side to their corruption. They're not here for all the people which they were chosen and voted in to be for all people. They are selfish and being only for one people. They are people to do it their way, no matter who it might hurt. As long as they say it's okay. But Lord, we need all this ugliness out of our government to let them know that's not some, but all of your people are here to be served and to be understand the right way. Not your way, but the right way of the Lord, not the right way of the government, because he wants it to be blue, but yet you know it's supposed to be purple. He want to make it orange, but yet he know it's supposed to be purple. Lord, we know You can send us through the right colors, the right light, the right life, the right way to go, Lord. We need your help and to help this law enforcement that's mistreating each person a different way, but teaching the minorities the wrong ways just because they have a badge. And they have taken the oath to serve all people. They choose to serve some people and misuse other people because they feel they have the right, which they know they're in the wrong. Lord, we need you to bless this world for each and every living thing, man, woman, young man, young ladies that's out here standing on the corners, pants, clothes hanging all off of them, brother out here hanging, doing wrong in the street and in the schools or the churches to get the right way, the right understanding, just defiling the life that you've given us that is so beautiful, which to give us a life to misuse it. Well, we need you to bless us no matter what we're going through in our life, is at school, church, home, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, or even in our own household. Lord, we need your help and your guidance because your love is true. Your world is true. Life with you is true and happiness, Lord. We need you to help us to remove the ugliness even from ourselves. Well, yeah, we might not know, but yet, Lord, we know you can show us. You can send us a sign, a person or whatever to let us know. We're not all perfect. We're not all beautiful, but yet we need to stop being ugly toward each other, toward our family, toward our co-workers, toward our neighbors, even toward ourselves. Lord, we need your help and your guidance. And Lord, I ask you to bless my sisters and my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephews. I ask you to bless all my bloodline family and my spiritual family. And Lord, I come to you with this special prayer. Lord, I ask you to look over Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser as she travels from her work family back and forth to her family. Goes from work family to work to family here and there. Lord, I ask you to bless her through her travels back and forth to go to her work to bring her back to her family. Lord, we thank you and we thank you. But do we know if it's only for you? You know, she would not be. We know we have went through all trials and tribulations, but Lord, we thank you for learning us and teaching us more. Lord, just take her on her travel as she leaves her living family, her family, her bloodline family to go back to her work family. Lord, we ask you to cover her in your name and your blood. Keep her safe, Lord. Build that fence of protection around her, Lord. Keep her safe so that we may all come together again. I know she has to work one place, but we all live another place. But Lord, we ask you to bless us all and to keep us close. And no matter what our default is, we can all work it out and never have no anger or obsession or separations other than work or living arrangements. But Lord, we need your help through our family, through our work family, through our neighborhood. We just need you through this world to lead us all and to let us know you are our protector. You can fight all our battles. You can show us the right way. And Lord, we need you. We need you more and more. We need you now. And Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. But Lord, I thank you for my sister. And I ask you to take her to her work, but never to separate her from her family. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for the prayer that Minister Sheila has already prayed. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for your unwavering, unconditional agape love towards your creation. And God, we count it not something that we deserve, but we are gracious to you, Father God, for loving us the way you do and how you continually love us in spite of ourselves, because, God, we do and we sometimes forget how faithful you are. And, God, it's not that you do stuff for us because we deserve it. It's you do the things you do for us for love, and we thank you that you're not a God that says, oh, I will only do for you as you do blah, blah, blah. And we thank you for that, God, because we are so, according to man's standards, undeserving. But we thank you that you don't judge us by mankind's standards, but you judge us by your standard, which is unconditional love, even though we know that your word also talks about how judgment day is coming and things of that sort. But we thank you that through the blood of Jesus Christ, that is what you're judging us by currently. And it is such an awesome privilege to have a God like you, one that builds everything that you do on love. And you're consistent. Not only are you consistent, your patience is consistent. Your love is consistent. And like I was saying, not only are you consistent, you're persistent. You're focused. God, you're such a great example to us, and we thank you. So we thank you for the prayer that Minister Sheila has prayed. We thank you for even the prayer reminding us about our responsibilities to one another, whether we're in a political office or whether we're taking care of our children, whatever the case may be. And as we walk in those responsibilities, we have to remember what we've been talking about lately. What type of responsibilities are we showing? What type of responsibilities are we exemplifying to one another that is important? Is it our relationship with God that everyone sees that's important to us? Is it our relationship with our families that everyone sees that's important to us? Is it our relationship with one another that everyone sees that's important to us? Or is it all about us? Well, we know that a lot of things that are going on in the world today appear to look like it's all about this person or that person, this agenda or that agenda, not always about the things of God. And we need to change that, because whatever we're sowing into is what we're going to reap from. So we don't want to sow into selfishness. So I wanted to just change. We're still going to be talking about sowing, because what we're talking about on today is things that happen. And I'm calling it the shock and awe syndrome. And so much that's going on in the world today is feeding into and supporting the shock and awe syndrome, which deals with doing stuff to try to keep people off balance. It's a type of manipulation and pride. It's a type of witchcraft that's being used by many in order to manipulate the attention of others, the thoughts of others, the agendas of others. And if people keep sawing on a tree or whatever, they'll eventually get to the other side of it, and they can cut it down or cut down the branch or whatever it is they're trying to do. If people continually keep putting cups of water into a bucket, eventually it'll fill up and overflow. If people keep misusing and abusing someone, either that person is going to become oppressed, depressed, suppressed, oppressed, or eventually that person is going to get tired of it and walk away from that type of abuse. If someone is continually loving on someone and giving to someone and just showing them all manner of kindness, eventually that person will either be used and abused by the person receiving it or will be appreciated by the person that's receiving it, and then they'll learn how to reciprocate it, you would say eventually. Well, that's what Jesus and God, our Father, and the Holy Spirit does to us. They keep pouring love on us and in us and all around us, and they keep blessing us from the north to south, the east and the west, and all around from the inside out. And so eventually, I would hope that sowing that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is doing would start to multiply in a way that we would give it back. But see, sometimes there's things in the way, sin, disease, and miscommunication and things of that sort that could throw us off. So, like, I'm going to give you a couple of analogies of different things. Like, they have this thing called pool shock, and it's a type of disinfectant that's put in the pool. And the reason that they say that it's put in the pool is it's for shocking of the pool water by putting high levels of chlorine in this water. And when they put these high levels of chlorine, of this shocking in the water, it's lowering the total chlorine amount and raising it to a level that causes a disinfectant type effect to get rid of bacteria. So the shock that's put in the pool is to get rid of that which is bad. So that's different. Then we have the shock and awe type syndrome that's usually used on some doctoral journeys, where you have many ups and downs, you have frustrations, and you have triumphs and victories based off of the various requirements and reviews and feedback meetings and periodic documents turned in and more that you go through on your way to your doctoral completion, to go from the doctoral candidacy status to being a doctor. Then there's shock, a shock condition, which is when the blood pressure is too low or doesn't have enough oxygen in it to sustain the body. And in this case, this type of medical disorder causes a person to have a sudden feeling of losing control, or they do. It could be psychological, it could be physiological. This type of stress or disorder can, like we said, not just be an emotional strong response, but it could be a physical response. And it can affect the blood system. It can affect the organs and the tissues. Some injuries caused are the things that cause it. Some various conditions of illness can be what caused the shock. And it can lead to multiple organs failing at the same time or periodically or one after the other. And it can be a life-threatening complication. And so some people know the various categories of shock, whether it's obstructive shock, cardiogenic shock, or distributive shock, or hypovolemic shock. They're all forms of medical shock. And some of the signs and symptoms of that shock is a rapid pulse, a regular heartbeat, shallow or rapid breathing, clammy skin, chest pains, nausea, confusion, anxiety, problems urinating, problems with your dry mouth, problems with your blood sugar, your consciousness. Some people would say that it was caused by an allergic reaction or some type of failure or dehydration or infection or poisoning or burn. But the issue is that the shock was caused by something happening that wasn't expected. Yes, sometimes the shock could be something great where someone is shocked because their fiancé asked them to marry them. Someone can be shocked because someone on their birthday gave them a brand new car or a brand new home. Someone can be shocked because they were, you know, given this or given that, or someone can be shocked that they were delivered and set free from an illness or disease that someone said that wouldn't happen. I'm not talking about how when they had told my family that I would be a vegetable. Yes, they were shocked, but my family wasn't shocked when I woke up. And the reason that my family wasn't shocked when I woke up is because they trust God. And so they were awed by the awesomeness of God, by the consistency of God, by the persistency of God, by how God does exactly what he said. His yeas are yea and his nays are nay. But see, not everybody is being shocked or awed by things that have been put in place to glorify God or to make a person happy. Even though when people are doing shock and awe for wrong reasons, they themselves may get happy because now they've been able to manipulate people and situations. And other times it's because they were able to cover up or deflect or divert the attention somewhere else or on someone else. You know, people sometimes when things are happening, they'll start talking about what somebody else did or even what they did. Sometimes they may want to bring the attention to them or away from them. Well, on yesterday, this is something that I wrote and put on Facebook. It said, "Greetings, people of God, and those filled with God and his wisdom, prayer warriors, intercessors, and heirs of the Most High God. Please remember that people will go to major extremes and use ruthless strategies, which include the abuse of power and authority to cause a distraction and or to try to refocus or try to save face or cover up wrongs and more. Stay focused, people of God. These actions are purely deception and deceiving and beguiling." I added deceiving. So don't fall for it. Stay prayerful. Stay focused. Keep your ears to God's voice. Listen for his voice. Follow God's instructions only. Remember, people are counting on us, you and me. They're to stay in and on purpose, God's purpose and destiny that God has put in place to save them, to cover them, to pray for them, to protect them, and so much more. Proverbs 4:25 says, "Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all the sideshow distractions." That's the Message version. 1 Corinthians 7:35 says, "I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best, with as few distractions as possible." Mark 4:19. "But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. Talking about distractions. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is unusual for human beings. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. Instead, along with the temptation, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. See, talking about distractions. Even God already knew that these distractions were going to come because he knew that the world would try to get you to conform to it, you know, according to Romans 12. But he wants us to have the mind of Christ. You know, we're to have that transformed, renewed mind because God knows what's good and what's acceptable and what's perfect for us. We cannot love the world and the things of the world so much because if we love the world that much, then that means we don't love God. Minister Sheila was praying for me, and I appreciate that prayer about, you know, the various families that God has me connected to, but yet still knowing that Jerusalem, my DNA family, biological DNA, is first. And I thank God for that. My spiritual family is first. Before all of this stuff that's going on, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit has to be my focus. As we learn to stay focused on Christ, we'll remember, like Proverbs 4:25 said, look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you, those things of Christ. Colossians 3:1-2, if ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. And another scripture that goes along with that is our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yep, seeking the things of God, seeking the things of God's righteousness. See, it's dangerous to take your eyes off of Christ. It's dangerous to allow yourself to be distracted by other things. Matthew 14:28-31 gives us an example of this. Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, order me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come on. So Peter got down out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, Lord, save me. At once, Jesus reached out his hand, caught him, and asked him, you who have so little faith, why did you doubt? See, he was doing good, but he got his mind, he got his eyes off God. There are things being done to get your eyes and your mind off God. Mind and eyes off and destinies off purpose, staying on point for God, praying for people, interceding for people, encouraging people, worshiping the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, though the weapon is forming, but it won't prosper. And as we speak the word of God, we remember that the word of God shall not return to God void. So let's speak the word of God, because then it can't return to us void because we're speaking it and using it for the same reason that God does. Because we're sowing in love. We're sowing in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We're experiencing the joy of God. The joy that's unspeakable. We can look at the example even of Mary, not of Martha, because Martha got her eyes and her focus off. In Luke 10:38-42, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." See, keeping our ears to the voice of God, keeping our eyes on the things that are before us, that are set before us, our destiny and our purpose, so that we don't get easily distracted. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he will devour." James 4:7. But submit to God. But resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, the enemy wants us to be just all about doing this and going here and doing that. And there's even some people that specialize in that. Some people specialize in when they see things about to happen, they're going to do all types of evil, all types of ruthless things to hurt other people, to bring attention to something that has nothing to do with what's really going on. But they don't want, whether it's the Senate or the Congress or the people, to stay focused on that for which they need to be focusing on, whether it's impeachment, whether it's someone that needed to basically apologize and get things right from their various adulterous affairs. They may bring gifts and give people cars and do all types of things to make you see, how they're blessing you and doing this or that, because they don't want you to think about their infidelity, their cheating on their spouse. And so they do different things to try to change the focus and change the attention to distract you. They'll do different things to try to make you think the cares of the world are more important than the will of God. But saints, people of God, God's creation, it's not more important. God tells us to pray daily. Our prioritization is to pray. We're to understand that we're not wise in our own ways. We need the leadership of God. We need the direction of God. What are you sowing into? Are you sowing into hearing God's voice, or are you sowing into this soap opera, that soap opera, stuff on TV, gossiping, backbiting, things that have nothing to do with sowing into the unconditional love of God? You know, there's some people, their whole life is built on the shock and awe syndrome. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep manipulating people, whether it's tweeting, whether it's Facebooking, whether it's MySpacing, whether it's calling on the phone, whether it's being on the news, whether it's talking about other people, whether it's blame game or whatever it is. Some people, I often say they're so busy looking out the window instead of looking in the mirror. Yes, that person that has that speck in their eye, they do have a speck in their eye, but you have a board in yours. Yes, that person that did whatever and the people love them, yes, they may have failed and they may have done something wrong, but what have you done? Are you looking in the spiritual mirror of God and allowing him to transform you and to perfect you and to make you better? Or are you so busy pointing out the faults of others because you think that they're unwise, because they're so easily distracted, because they're so busy storing up the things and treasures of this world instead of the things in heaven. Love. Peace. See, the things in this world, not only can they be stolen or destroyed, but they can also destroy your relationship with God. Are you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? I pray that you are. Are you meditating on his word day and night? I pray that you are. Are you seeking him early, seeking him while he could be found? I pray that you are. Are you loving him with all that you are and could ever be? I pray that you are. Are you telling God, God, I don't want to be filled with things that are going to distract me from you, God, but I want to spend time in prayer and worship and praising you, God. I want to be laying prostrate on my face, God, asking you, God, let the things that come out of my mouth that I listen to be those things that are exhorting you. God, the things that are going to cause me to stay clothed in the whole armor of God, the things that are going to cause me to want the will of God, the ways of God, the word of God, the things that are going to guide me on the right path, the things that are going to remind me that I'm your child, the things that are going to remind me that I need to have a heart to love what God loves and hate what God hates, the things that are going to remind me that I'm not to be out here so focused on adultery and killing and stealing and being a false witness and coveting things that others have and working evil. But I'm out here seeing what do I have to do to love God even more, to love my neighbor, to love my brothers and my sisters, to love my parents, to love my nieces and my nephews and my greats, to love my cousins, to love the people of God in the house of God, the people that we're drawing to the house of God, not to pervert the word of God, not to pervert the love of God, but to be doing the things that are going to bring God glory, to be doing the things that are encouraging the presence of God's Shekinah glory in every aspect of my life. What am I sowing into? Am I sowing into the love of God or into the shock and awe and control of others for my own benefit? Well, I pray that on today that you are doing the very thing that will cause you to walk in the love of God, the knowledge of God, the purpose of God, the destiny of God, and once again, the love, unconditional love of God. There's nothing like it. Mankind can't buy it for you. Mankind can't invent it. It's not a software, it's not an outfit, it's not a thing, it's not anything in this earth unless it's God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, that can draw you closer to eternal and everlasting life with God instead of condemnation with that which would separate you from God. What are you sowing into? The shock and awe of the love of God and the peace of God and the joy of God, or the agenda of the flesh, of the world, of the evils of this world? Well, I pray that what you're sowing into is God's purpose and destiny for you that's connected to so many others. Well, that's all I have, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Apostle. You're like Dr. Cecilia Gradua. Thank you, not thank you, not thank you. And God, I ask you to forgive us for that we are doing wrong, saying wrong, talking wrong, living wrong. But Lord, I ask you to sow into our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our lives, our mouths, our bodies. I want you to sow into my and my family, my bloodline family, my spiritual family, my worldly family, the love and the knowledge, to have the understanding and the teaching and the love of you, Lord, to sow it into our entire lives, to make us see and understand what's right is better and what's wrong is ugly. Lord, we need your help. And we need you. And I ask you to sow into me that I, myself, my surroundings, my family, the love and joy of love is through you and for you, and the understanding is to be with you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for this wisdom that you have blessed us in. And I thank you, and I ask you to keep us all under your wings, and to teach us that you are the help in the heaven and the devil is the hurt in the hell. But Lord, we need you, and we need you more and more. But yet I thank you for each and every living thing that you have given life to today. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line that might have anything that they want to say? Here is your time now to give your word and testimony of the graciousness, the goodness, and the worthiness that the Lord has placed into your heart and mind. Lord, I give honor to you for each and every being on this earth. I cannot thank you enough. I'm not going to thank you for me. I want to thank you for this entire world that you have given life to. And I ask in each and every one of you to stay blessed and helpful and prayerful and to live the life that the Lord has made for us and not the one that the devil is trying to take away from us. He's trying to take your life that the Lord has gave for his ugliness. We need to be beautified and loving and understanding, to have the beauty and the love and the peace is to be with the God and the Son above in default and all the ugliness we need to wipe away from our hearts, our minds, and our sound, our souls and our surroundings. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and ask you to continue to listen each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, and also with Minister Brandon Kaiser. And to tune in on Monday nights with Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, with Minister Brandon Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also with the ministers and the prophets and the worldly speakers that the Lord have blessed us to have. And it's also be on Facebook some Monday nights. And on a Friday night, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Lord, we bless you and we bless you and we bless you and we thank you and we thank you for letting us have this blog talk on Sunday morning, Monday nights, and Friday nights through and blessed from you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, because if it was not for you and her, God, we would not have this. And for all the ministries and ministers and the words of the Lord that have brought us the program to keep in touch with you worldwide and to let us know We are nothing without you, Lord. And we will always be something with the Most High. I want you to remember our spiritual scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God, that all things, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be given unto you. And remember to have the love and the joy. They say to be on a top step. It's the righteous and the love and the belief in God our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus. Bring yourself up out of that dungeon and you'll see just how beautiful and how happy and how blessed that the thrill of life with the heavens can be in the ugliness of hell with no you. And that is ugly, and we need to stay beautiful in the high heavens with God our Father, the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, and the mighty spiritual with the Holy Ghost. And I want to thank you and thank you. And may God bless us all and keep us as one with love and to praise and to thank him for the life that he chose to give us. Have a safe and blessed New Year. But thank God for each and every second that you have. This song might not make it to the next minute, but we're going to all pray that God has us as we have him in our hearts, mind, body, and soul. Our life is nothing without God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Have a blessed day. Bye.